Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another sermon for the road. I'm recording a bunch of these in my office today because, you know, sometimes people can't make it to church. I assume that's why there was nobody here last Sunday. That's fine. You know, we're all busy schedules, so I figured I'd record some in advance. I'd mail them out to you. Hopefully I'll have cassette tape players. And send that out, and then you can just pop that in the car anytime you have to drive somewhere, you know. And then you got me right there in your car with you. That's nice. So today I'm gonna do things a little differently. Normally I like to talk on about subjects, but well, sir, I got a letter in the mail, and typically it doesn't really happen here very often. And I'm gonna read that to y'all. Now I haven't read this letter before, but well. I got a feeling that it's going to be a good one. Dear Pastor Clearwater, I was riding my skateboard at the local Galleria when a thought occurred to me. That thought was, why is it that you are such a stink butt... hold on one minute. Stink butthole. Fart. Face, eat my shorts, signed Bart Simpson. Alright, I think there was a bit of a mix-up here. Whoever wrote this letter, I don't think they did it in the earnestness that I had originally assumed. But that's fine. I'm just gonna do something right off the top of the dome. Tell you what, first thing I'm gonna do is, whoever this Bart Simpson fella is, I'm not familiar with that name. I don't think I've ever seen you around town before, but, what you've done is, well, that wasn't very nice. So, Bart, whoever you are, I'm coming for you. I'm gonna write your parents a sternly worded letter. I assume you're related in some way to, Henderson Simpson, owns a hardware store. Henderson and I always got along pretty well, but I didn't even know he had children. But, well, that's fine. Well, I think what Bart meant to say, could he be here with us today, was that he was riding his skateboard, and he thought to himself, how can I be more like the pastor, and handsome and charismatic and room-filling like he is? And, well, I can answer that question for you, Bart, had that been the letter that you had chosen to write. And the answer is homework. Do it. Do your homework. Don't ride that skateboard no more. Oh, vegetables, eat them. I don't know if that's still a problem like it was when I was a kid, or if it's as much of a problem as the Sunday comics lead me to believe that it might be. But eat those if you're not, because it's good for you. I guess that about covers it. So just, you know, be a good kid. Don't write mean letters to your pastor. It's not nice. So before I sign off, just want to send out a reminder that Easter's coming up, and church will be closed on that day in observance of that holiday. All right, y'all. Whoever it is that you you like up there, I hope he gives you a good one. Have a good one.
Pastor Clearwater makes his return on the 15th. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes and check out Critical Point Theater's other podcasts.